Lord, once again, we thank you for this day and for your presence here. Lord, we just pray that you'd open up your word for us, that you'd reveal your truth to us, Lord, your ways, that you would reveal you to us, Lord, that we would know you better, that we would serve you better. Lord, open up heaven for us this morning. Pour your spirit out on us and your love out in this place, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I give you my heart, I give you my soul, we just sang. I wrote down a couple thoughts on that the other day. I was here for worship practice. There's several things that we do in this that's mentioned in this song. The first thing we do is we acknowledge him. What does Lord mean? It kind of means master, doesn't it? His name is Lord, so he kind of expects us to live that way. Lord. The book of Acts, Peter had a vision of a blanket, a sheet that came down with animals on it, and the Lord said, "Arise, Peter, kill and eat." And what did Peter say? He said, "No, Lord." Now, how can you say those two words in the same sentence to him? Yeah. Yeah. We acknowledge who he is. The next word is desire. Do we desire him? Yes. And we desire to serve him. Talks about desiring to honor him, and that's the next word. What does honor mean? Honor means to place incredible value on something. We worship him. And we praise him. Those two sound like they're the same, but actually, I tend to think, and you might think something different, that's okay. I tend to think that praise is an outward expression of worship. And praise is also a form of warfare, isn't it? See, we're fighting a battle when we sing our praise songs here, when we worship. Next word is adoration. The final word was submission. Because we acknowledge him as Lord, we submit to him. We give him our heart. We give him our soul. We give him our lives. What did he give us? He gave us everything. What does he want from us? He wants everything. Okay. That wasn't my sermon. If it was, it's pretty short, isn't it? One word only. We're going to have a little bit of participation here. It's not audience participation. It's congregation participation. Because you guys aren't an audience. What is Jesus to you? One word only. Speak it out. You're all correct. But you knew that, didn't you? You know, there's a progression. When we come to the Lord, there's a progression of things that he becomes to us. The first thing he is our creator. Now, we wouldn't be here without him, right? The second thing is Savior. Then he's our healer and our deliverer. Then he's our Lord. And our friend. You can see that progression in the book of John, especially where he talks about where he refers to his disciples as to what they are. Friend. And actually, we're going to be more than that, too, in heaven, aren't we? We're all going to be a bride. That's kind of hard for man to understand, but it's what, you know, there's a lot of things about God that I don't understand, so, but that's okay, too, isn't it? Psalm chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength, or the ordered praise, as another translation says, which I like, because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Who are we that God would want to have anything to do with us? I think I shared this story once before. I'm going to share it again because we all have bad memories, right? We can hide our own Easter eggs. Some of us. There was a man once that decided he wanted to have an ant farm. And so he built an ant farm. He just finished it off real nice. Beautiful ant farm. And he found these ants and he put them in there with the best sand and everything they would need, you know, the right pH and everything that they would need. And he'd sit and watch them, and he loved those ants. He would watch everything they did. But then one day he noticed that something had crept into that ant farm, something that would ultimately destroy those ants. And it grieved him so much, because he didn't want anything to happen to him. He loved him that much. So he decided that the only thing he could do to save them would be to become an ant and to enter into their existence, into that ant farm, and solve the problem that they had that would ultimately kill them. Now, why would a man do that for an ant? Why would God do exactly the same thing for us? What is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? A couple of years ago, I saw a beautiful picture on Facebook. I saw a beautiful grandmother sitting on the floor with her little grandson. What was she doing? What did she do? She came down to his level. He couldn't go up to his, or up to hers, right? She came down to his level. Since love is a two-way street, who benefits the most? The grandmother or the grandchild? Both. You know, there's a difference between grandparents and parents. Something happens. Grandparents seem to become more like children. Why? Did they lose something? Or maybe they regained something that they'd lost. Maybe as grandparents we come to realize what's really important. Maybe we stopped taking the world as seriously as we did. Maybe as we get older, we no longer care what other people think of us. Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, But Jesus said, Suffer thy little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 18:2-3, And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Children have pure, simple, sincere love and faith. Children have incredible faith. They believe something, and it is in their thoughts, in their minds, in their thinking. I often thought that maybe during altar calls or during times when people are called up front of the church for prayer, that maybe we should have children praying for the adults. I think that'd be powerful. I see some people nodding their heads out there. Just simple prayers. They don't have to go on and on and on with all these big words. They just say, Lord, please do it. And they believe the Lord's going to do it. When God comes down to our level, who benefits the most? Getting ahead of myself a little bit. There's a song that they play on the gospel radio station I listen to on satellite radio. It's called He Came Down to My Level. And I'm going to read a couple verses from it in the chorus. It says, He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to His. With a strong arm He lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to your level if you'll open up the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what He came down for. If you're looking for contentment in the things that you can see, you're going to have some disappointment. So won't you listen to me, please? Because I know about a Savior. He came down to be a man. And when He left, He sent His Spirit. He made me everything I am. Sometimes I make decisions that later I regret. But the Lord keeps on assuring me He's not finished with me yet. I don't worry about tomorrow. I don't worry about yesterday. I don't worry about this crazy world because I found a better way. He came down to my level when I couldn't get up to His. With a strong arm, He lifted me up to show me what living is. He'll come down to your level if you'll open up the door. He wants to make your life worth living. That's what He came down for. He left heaven with all His glory, with everything He had up there to come down here to our level. Exodus chapter 2, 23 through chapter 3, verse 9. And it came to pass in process of time that the king of Egypt died, and the children of Israel sighed by reason of the bondage. And they cried, and their cry came up unto God by reason of the bondage. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered His covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God had respect unto them. In chapter 3. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land into a good land and a large, into a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherein the Egyptians oppressed them. He came down to our level. He came down to Abraham's level as a pilgrim. Abraham was a pilgrim. Matthew 8:20. And Jesus saith unto him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Jesus was a pilgrim. He came down to Joshua's level as a warrior. Joshua was a warrior. Isaiah 42:13 says, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. Exodus 15:3 says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. When he came the first time, he came as a meek and lowly servant, didn't he? When he comes back, he's not going to be a meek and lowly servant. We're going to see the lion instead of the lamb. That's just two examples, and you can go through the Bible and you can see where many of the things, many of the times he appeared to somebody, he appeared on their level. He came down to Moses' level as fire. He didn't come down as a burning bush. The burning bush was already there. He came down as the fire in the bush. Hebrews 12:29 says, for our God is a consuming fire. And yet the bush wasn't consumed, was it? I often wondered about that, and I think it's because the bush was totally in the will of God. It's for his purpose. What does fire represent? It represents trials, affliction, suffering, judgment, and sacrifice. The Lord came down to our level. John 13:13 says, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven, he came down to our level. You know, that's an interesting verse because it says he came down to our level. He's telling Nicodemus this, and yet at the same time, he's up there still. I guess that means he can be in more places than one. John 6:38, for I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Matthew 18:11, for the Son of Man has come down to save that which was lost. John 12:27, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I into this hour. For this cause came I down to our level. For this hour. To the poor, he became poor. To the oppressed, he became oppressed. To the afflicted, he became afflicted. He who is rich became poor. He who is heavenly became flesh. He who is righteous became sin. He came down to our level. 2 Corinthians 5:21, this amazing verse, but there's very few verses in the Bible that aren't. For he hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He took upon himself our sin, and he put upon us his righteousness. That's a pretty good deal he gave us, isn't it? We couldn't get up to his level, so he came down to ours. How else could we meet with him? Because he wants to have a relationship. I want to have a relationship with him. I want to have more of a relationship with him than I have right now. And I pray that with his help and his working in me, that that relationship will continue to improve. And it will, won't it? Because he that's begun a good work in me is faithful to complete it. You know, as much as we love Jesus right now, we have no idea how much we're going to love him. Even in this world, but in the world afterwards. I think Pastor Linda's finding that out. Hallelujah. She's singing. She's teaching angels how to sing. Mama's teaching angels how to sing. Dottie Ramble wrote that song. He came down to our level because we couldn't get up to his. What a wonderful God. What a wonderful Savior. It's amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Why would he bother with me? Why would he bother with any of us? He told the children of Israel, or told Moses to tell the children of Israel, that he loved them not because of what they are, or that he provided and did everything he did for them, not because of what they were. Not because they were great, not because they were strong, not because they were powerful, not for anything they did. He did it all because he loved them. Everything he does for us is because he loves us. And we can't begin to understand that. And we're going to spend eternity enjoying it, aren't we? God bless you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you look down on us, and you still do. And Lord, you still come down to our level. Because you lift us up. You can't come down to our level unless, you can't lift us up unless you come down to our level. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, and we stand in awe of your grace and your mercy and your love. And what you did for us, what you're willing to do for us, what you continue to do for us, Lord. You give us a future and a hope. No matter how dark the world gets, no matter what's going on, no matter what kind of sorrow we're experiencing, you're there. Lord, just keep us close to you. Keep us close to you, Lord, and just continue your work in each one of us. I pray, Lord, that you'd go with my brothers and sisters, Lord, and just watch over them and bless their day, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you continue to be glorified in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.